Lecture 7, Individual Life Cycles.
Our previous lecture dealt with the Jewish holidays, but these holidays are fixed days of the year. Judaism, however, finds its expression throughout the year, at all major stages of an individual's life. And this lecture will present the major religious events in a Jew's life, the rituals, the rites of passage that accompany boys and girls, men and women, from birth till death. This lecture will afford us our first opportunity to address questions regarding gender-specific obligations and distinctions in historical Judaism, and the various changes embraced in recent years by each of the contemporary branches of the Jewish community. The first commandment in the Hebrew Bible, at least as the rabbis read that Bible, was to be fruitful and multiply. And the very moment of birth ushers in a life cycle with an enormous range of religious significance. Marriage was considered in Judaism as being the source of joy, gladness, mirth, exultation, pleasure, delight, love, and peace. And if anyone sensed that I was going through a litany, I was, because that list actually appears in one of the blessings that is recited at the marriage ceremony. Procreation was the main goal of marriage. That is to say, even though marriage was a source of delight in and of itself, Judaism assumed that the major goal of marriage would be to have children to procreate. As a result, Judaism rarely encouraged celibacy, as that would preclude performance of the first of God's commandments. The birth of a child sets into motion a series of religious observances. Following the model of Abraham's covenant through circumcision, described in the book of Genesis chapter 17, all males are circumcised. The preferred age for circumcision is 8 days old. However, if the baby is not entirely healthy, and the common problem is usually jaundice, but there can be all sorts of other problems, the ceremony will be postponed as long as necessary, and this is determined by a doctor, not necessarily by a rabbi. And we will talk about that in a few minutes. This idea of the preservation of life is a medical issue to be determined by those who are capable of making the decision. An adult Jew who was not circumcised as a child, and this can happen in many contexts. One relatively recent example would be the case of many Jews who were born and who grew up in the former Soviet Union, where circumcision at times was not only not practiced, but could actually be dangerous at times. And so a grown Jew would now be required to have himself circumcised. It is the preeminent rite of entry into Jewish life. And as a result, converts are required to circumcise themselves. All sorts of rationalizations for this ritual of removing the foreskin have been put forward, from claims of a hygienic nature to the moderation of sexual desire. There's even a story in the Talmud that has a Roman official asking Rabbi Akiva, if your God really prefers that men not have a foreskin, why did he not create them without a foreskin? To which Rabbi Akiva answered, that's exactly the purpose. Man was created imperfectly, and it is he that is required to strive towards perfection, which has all sorts of philosophical implications to it. And nevertheless, rabbinic Judaism usually kept a distance from this type of rationalization. The Torah requires circumcision, a berit, we follow its requirements. But again, in the early stages of Reform Judaism, particularly in 19th century Germany, again, opposition was expressed to circumcision. The main reason was a general distaste for particularistic behavior by Jews. It sets Jews apart.